Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paravitakacharya Asurteta Siddhishi Shimad. His Divine Grace Abhaya Chalanada Bhaktivedanta Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Anandakoti Vaishnav Vrinda Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Hoidas Thakur Ki Jai. Paramse Goho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shidwaita Gadadha Shubhasati Gaur Bhakta Vrindagajai Sri Sri Radhakrishna Gopikopana Sayam Kun Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Kijai Vrindavanam Kijai Maturidam Kijai Jagannatha Swami Kijai Yamunamai Kijai Srimati Lassi Devi Kijai Samaveda Bhakta Vrindagajai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Gol. All glory is the assembled devotees, all glory is the assembled devotees, all glory is the assembled devotees, all glory is to Shri Guru and Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Krishna Nam Ki Jai. So, let's read the translation. He who brought the treasure of divine love and was filled with compassion and mercy, where is such a personality as Srinivas Acharya gone? Where am I Swarup Damodar and Rupa Goswami? Where is Sanatan? Where is Raghunath Das, the savior of the fallen? Where am I Raghunath Bhatta and Gopal Bhatta? And where is Krishnadas Kaviraj? Where did Lord Gauranga, the great dancer, suddenly go? I will smash my head against the rock and enter into the fire. Where will I find Lord Gauranga, the reservoir of all wonderful qualities? Being unable to obtain the association of Lord Gauranga, accompanied by all of these devotees in whose association he performs his pastimes, Narottama Das simply weeps. So today we are remembering our dearly beloved disciple, Krishnanam Prabhu, and I'll start off saying a few words, and then I guess the devotees here and everyone here can get an opportunity, and then we'll go online after that. So I remember Krishnanam Prabhu for his intelligence, enthusiasm, actually all the good qualities that a Vaishnava has. And just one story that illustrates his great enthusiasm to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead is that during the final days of his being here and being able to come to the temple, he was so determined to carry out a service across the street at the temple because it was mowing the grass, but he was so determined that in spite of being in very, very bad health, he stayed out the whole day. It must have been about 6 or 8 hours, just wanting to serve Krishna. And that shows that he was beyond the bodily platform. He was actually a very advanced, transcendental soul. And I was very impressed with that. Definitely could not have done that myself. And then the final thing I wanted to say is I was also very impressed with his detachment from this world. As many of us have studied the process of hospice, how people go through various stages of denial, stages of fighting, stages of depression, usually when they're leaving this world. But Krishnanam, having full faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead and full faith in the Vedic literatures, which is actually the most important thing, Yasha Devi Para Bhaktirita Devi Tatakuru, Tashate Katitari Artha Prakashante Mahatmana, because it's mentioned one who has that full faith has everything revealed to him. So him having full faith was indicated by his complete absorption and not going through any of those stages, completely serene and ready to leave this world. And from this, we can understand that Krishna is directly taking care of him, and he is with Krishna right now. So all glories to Krishnanam Prabhu, Krishnanam Prabhu Ki Jai. So we can allow different devotees here. First, and then after that, devotees, you can, members of the family maybe want to say something.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
And then after that, We can have people online speaking. Turn it on.
Is it on? All right.
Yes.
It's hard to put into words how much we're all going to miss you. It can be difficult to see what's waiting for us in the next life. I've struggled with this concept for a very long time. But what helps me is imagining all the creatures in the deepest part of the sea. All these creatures have ever known is the reality that's right in front of them. Never knowing that there's a completely different reality that's only right above them. Giving yourself this different perspective makes you realize how infinite life really is. And knowing that there's a completely different reality just right above and around you. Taking care of you and helping you transition to your next life was such an honor. Staying up late, listening to music you listened to back in the day, laughing and being around family I'll forever cherish. I know I'll see you again, even if it's human form or just the energy you feel when it's pure love. Your wisdom and caringness for others and your soulful voice will forever ring into the infinite universe. I love you, Dad.
Krishnanam is my father, and I just wanted to say he's instilled and taught me many things growing up. It wasn't a thing that he wasn't able to fix or at least know how to get me in the right direction. And I'll definitely always keep those traits and live his legacy on, and just appreciate how much he's taught me and made me into the man I am with my children, and just forever appreciate him.
I'm Nishan Battle. And I'm his daughter, his firstborn child. And this is, he always taught me to be really philosophical and to think of the larger purpose in everything. And that's what I've been trying to do since he was in the hospital up until his transition. And knowing what I know and everything that he has taught me, I know that he fulfilled his purpose. I definitely will be carrying on his legacy and just trying to honor him the best way that I can by living up to his values and principles that he instilled in me, and definitely making sure he always said, make sure you know that you keep tight with your brother. And your, you know, your nephews, and I definitely will make sure that that happens. So rest in peace, Dad.
Hare Krishna. Krishnanam Prabhu, you are a devotee that I really aspire to be like you. You are actually following what Srila Prabhupada taught us. Very simple. Guru Nishtha, faith in our Gurudev. Shastra Nishtha, faith in Shastra. Prasadam Nishtha, faith in Prasadam. And Harinam Nishtha, faith in the holy name. It's simple. And you've done everything that you were supposed to do, and Krishna is reciprocating. We're going to miss you. We're going to miss your baritone voice. We're going to miss your kirtans. And as a tribute to you, Krishna Nam. I'm going to read a poem, part of a poem, that you sang part of. And everybody knows this poem, especially the part that you sang. And then we'll sing a little bit of that poem, because it's the poem that, well, everybody knows this poem. Maybe not all of it. We're all traveling in the footsteps of those who've gone before, but we'll all be reunited on a new and sunlit shore. Oh, when the saints go marching in, when the saints go marching in, oh, Lord, I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching in, when the sun begins to shine, when the sun begins to shine, oh, Lord, I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching in. On that hallelujah day, on that hallelujah day, oh, Lord, I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching in. Oh, when the trumpet sounds the call, oh, when the trumpet sounds the call, oh, Lord, I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching in. Some say this world of trouble is the only one we need, but I'm waiting for that morning when the new world is revealed. When the revelation comes, oh Lord, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in. And now, oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, when the saints go marching in, oh Lord, I want to be in that number. Saints go marching in. Everyone. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching in. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare. Everyone, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare. Jaya Krishna Nam Das, 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 Jaya Krishna. Prabhupada, 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 Jaya, Jaya, Prabhupada, Jaya, Jaya, Prabhupada, 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 Jaya, 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 Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Prabhupada Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Hari Bol Haribo, Haribo Nittai Gaur, Haribo Nittai Gaur, Haribo, Haribo, Haribo Nittai, Nittai Gaur, Haribo, Haribo, Haribo Nittai Gaur, Haribo Nittai Gaur, Haribo. Haribo, Haribo, Nittai Gaur, Jaya Radha, Golokananda, Radha, Golokananda, Radha, Golokananda, Sri Radhe, Jaya Radha, Golokananda, Golokananda, Radha, Golokananda, Sri Radhe, Jaya Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Shri Radhe. Krishna Nama Prabhu Ki Jai. We'll miss you, but we know we'll see you again. Krishna Nama Prabhu Ki Jai.
My husband, Rishadas, and I, Radharani Devidas, are extremely fond of Krishnanam Prabhu. We've known him for a long time. And we have enjoyed with him. We have laughed with him. He was always cracking jokes, always in a very good, happy disposition, a wonderful attitude, and very pleasing, most pleasant, and extremely lovable. So these are gifts given to us, and we will keep them in our hearts for the rest of the time, because that was, Krishna gave us him as a gift. So we're very happy. We just came back from being away for 4 weeks. We just came in time to be able to participate in this, and we're very, very grateful. I'm very moved that this beautiful ceremony is taking place in his honor. And we love him very, very much. And he also expressed his love for us, for all the devotees. Hare Krishna.
Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pistaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyabhadi Prashtashatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasati Gaurabhakta Brinda. So Drista Prabhu and Rudrani, they spoke about Guru Nishta, Shastra Nishta, and all of Krishna Nam's wonderful qualities. So I would like to just share a few personal feelings and experiences. So I was thinking to write something, but my relationship with Krishna Nam was always more like spontaneous and on the moment and on the fly. He first started coming here when I was still managing the temple. So the one thing I would like to share was that I would be outside somewhere, and when I saw that truck come up, the big truck and Krishna Nam's smiling face, and I saw the trailer and the tractor, I was like really excited. Oh, Krishna Nam's here. Things are going to get done, you know. Things are going to be done. They're going to be nice, you know. And so the few things that really come to my mind was just his spontaneous nature of just wanting to serve, as Gurudev said, just wanting to give everything and to serve in that mood of simplicity like that. So when I was a young girl, I was very fortunate to have a father that knew how to do everything and was always super kind and caring. And so though I am younger, yesterday was a memorial and I revealed that somebody was my brother. And although I was older than Krishnanam, I will reveal that Krishnanam was my father. He was my father. You know, when I fell out of bed and I needed my bed made shorter, Krishnanam came and sawed off the legs. And most of Krishnanam's activities, they were very joyous because it wasn't just him alone. It was Krishnanam and Dira Prabhu, that were always involved in these different adventures of coming over to my house and fixing things and sawing legs off of beds and carrying things up and down the stairs. But, you know, just this feeling of being cared about, you know, this feeling of being cared, that somebody cared if your lawn was mowed, if somebody cared if you were well, if you were happy. And so Krishnanam, he was just so much like a father. And when I sit in here today, I'm very visual. I just see him sitting back there next to Drishta and Rudrani on a chair, because he'd sit back there, you know. And Krishnanam really rocked, you know, he really rocked. So I went to the different, with the Samadhi band, and he'd go to the different cafes and the yoga places. And when he started singing, like that deep voice came out, he was a preacher. I mean, everybody who heard the holy name from him, they felt that purity, and it really went to their heart. So for me, just hearing Krishnanam sing, it was just so enlivening for me, you know, so enlivening. And I had this thing that he'd be working, and I always wanted to give him watermelon. So I would always make sure there was some watermelon when he came. And in his final days, Krishna arranged that I got to speak to him on the phone, because I'm more of one-on-one on person, not like so much a group person. When there's a lot of people, I can't really speak that close. And Krishnanam preached to me. I mean, he told me, he said, you know, Krishna Priya, you know all these things. And he said, we got to keep it simple. He said, just keep it simple. Krishna is in control. Krishna is completely into control. He said, we're just little insignificant. And he said to me, we're just like blades of grass. And he said, I'm a blade of grass. I'm waiting for the pujari to come by and drop a piece of watermelon on the ground on top of me. You know, and that was his mood. And he told me, he said, there's no reason to have fear. He said, Krishna is everywhere. He's caring about us. He's kind. He loves us. So I was just so impressed by his Krishna consciousness. And I had been studying, my Guru Maharaj had been giving classes on Bhishma and Bhishma's passing, and how Krishna came to Bhishma and reciprocated with him in the way that he wanted, because Bhishma, he wanted to see Krishna like a warrior. He wanted to see him coming off and his hair flying in the wind. And the same way, like, Krishna reciprocated with Krishnanam. Krishna came to Krishnanam in the form of the devotees, because the devotees came to be with him, and that really meant a lot to him. And Krishna came to him in the form of prasadam, because prasadam really, really meant a lot to him. And Krishna came to him in his love for the holy name. He had that faith in the holy name that Krishna was there. And his desire to serve was so beautiful, because we were talking one time and he said, I just want to be able to serve at the temple. I just want to be able to come and serve at the temple. And I said, well, I guess maybe one day there'll be some little kid running around that wants to do everything at the temple. You know, I was speaking with him like that. But his desire to just serve and serve the devotees and serve the deities was exemplar. And like I said, for me, he was a father. He To me, he was stability, sanity, you know, caring. And he was one of the faces of New Goloka. You know, he was, we so often we think about the words that we can say to attract people, but what really attracts people is the behavior, the actions, the mood coming from the heart. So since his leaving this world, I've gotten so many private messages from so many people, and the effect that he had amongst the devotees and also amongst the people that heard him sing was enormous. So I would just like to offer my respects unto Krishnanam and to have the utmost gratitude. And again, we always talk about how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he didn't discriminate according to the body. And I was meditating today how Krishnanam, how like Lord Chaitanya, he made Haridas Thakur the Namacharya. You know, he came from a Muslim family like that. So Krishnanam, and we talked a number of times about things. You know, I'm from this that older generation, and Krishnanam, he was born in Watts, you know. He was from that rough area. And if you're from America and you know that time, he went through a lot. He went through a lot in his life and went to, you know, got himself through school, and he was, you know, running the prisons and really caring about the people there and, you know, taking to devotional service full time and giving out the holy name. So this is a mercy of his Gurudev, because he had faith in his Gurudev. It's a mercy of Srila Prabhupada that we can, in this lifetime, give our heart to Krishna and carry out the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and please Srila Prabhupada, please our spiritual master, and then our leaving is glorious. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Manjula Kalpa, Chumba, Stakriva, Sindhu, Vyavacha, Patitanam, Pavane, Vyavaishna, Vyonamo, Namaha.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Krishnanam Prabhu ki jai, all glories to Krishnanam Prabhu. So, so many things got talked about. First thing I like to kind of say is, actually his Guru Maharaj, Gurudev, really picked his name really appropriate. He saw who he is and nisthain in Naam, Hari Naam. And he loved that glorifying lordships through chanting, doing kirtan. And of course, we all know that he traveled many places, many festivals and inspiration, Washington Monument, and many festivals, actually Rath Yatra, chanting almost every maybe Friday or Saturday in churches, temples, you just name it. I just heard a lot. He's so much into chanting everywhere, every town and every village around here and far away from New Goloka community. So he was so much into kirtan. He really believed in, he had that nishtha, and that's why he constantly chanted Lord's names everywhere, and that's exemplified his Guru Maharaj talked about, and that's how he got this name, and he proved that he was worthy of that name. So the second thing I like to talk is about his service. And we all know, I observed him when he was on the temple property, and we all know that he's a big body, big man, and then he has difficulty walking, all this, but non-stop, slowly but surely he will walk entire day, yeah, without much rest, except maybe breaking for some lunch or something like that. And but as Krishna Priya said, he wanted to get things done by the end. Maharaj also said, he told this story about lawn mowing. I know, I have personal experience. It takes days to mow that out. I was training under him when sometimes, can you let me do this? And I can see how much, and he did for years and years. I had to do only once or twice. I felt so much pressure. Can I do it? Really, can I finish it? So it was tremendous service to Sri Radha Goloka and its community, in his community around here, we all have seen his tremendous dedication. And that is called the service, the nishtha, dedicated service. And the third thing, of course, we can go on saying so many things, but briefly, and then other thing I like to, nobody knows, I didn't know, and many people don't know the way he lived simply. He had PhD in criminology or criminal sciences. I did not know, and I'm sure anybody I talked to after knowing, they were surprised how this simple man, people get PhD and they get very, very egoistic. This man was so humble. He was an example. Incredible. So he shows that actually humility by his personality. And of course he loved prasadam. We had several times actually he gave me his association at my house. And I was very blessed to have his association. It was fantastic. And I remember about chanting also. He started with our Friday program with Dhrishta Prabhu Rudrani Mataji. And he was a regular there, and we were every Friday looking for his kirtan. So he was so good, and it's incredible, it's incredible devotee. He was a real devotee, and Maharaj also touched upon. When I came to know about his sickness, I will visit him every 3-4 months, and I saw his health going down until I was fortunate to see him and spend some hours in the evening of Tuesday. And every time I meet, he's very humorous. We really laugh hard and talk so many things. He was so humorous. And as I say, he really believed in Shastra, as Dhrishta Prabhu said, because I saw he knew what is the ultimate goal. And he's devotee, he's really example of really practicing Shastra, knowing the real, that knowledge. Because I noticed, in spite of all this terrible disease, I watched his face even until last day. I saw him Tuesday before. I never saw any peace, any sign of anxiety on his face. It's a tremendous, that shows that in spite of what Maharaj described, people go with various stages of denial, etc., etc., and depression. I say he understood where he's going, and I'm pretty positive, seeing all this, his behavior. Of course, he was very kind to anyone and everyone. He was ready to serve every devotee, any time and every time. I've seen it many, many times. Such a dedicated devotee and humble devotee. And with all this, I'm sure he has really gone and joined the army of Gaur Nithai Sankirtan movements with Srila Prabhupada. I have no doubt in my mind. He's there with a young, vibrant, strong body to really do tremendous kirtan non-stop. I'm pretty confident about this. And he's the man. He's the great devotee. And so much to say, but I want to pass on some. Again, Krishnam Prabhu ki jai. All glories to Sri Krishnam Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Krishna Prabhu is one of the most lovable people I've ever met in my life. I remember when I first seen him, he was dressed as Santa Claus at it was a home program. And then I was like, okay, I see. And then he did such a wonderful kirtan. And I heard his voice for the first time. And I was like, man, he sounds like, I don't know if you know this, Barry White. Yeah, he has that Barry White voice. And he just his voice gives comfort. Like, he's one of those people, when he's around, you know everything's going to be okay. So it was really my honor, my privilege to have served with him for so many years. And he's taught me so much. I could never repay that. So, you know, I just want to say thank you to Krishnam and for all the devotees. And the way that he loved the devotees, everything. He's like, I just want to serve, as you've heard so many times. But his mood was just really exceptional. and the way that he was in his final days was a real inspiration for me to see it in practice, that I am not the body concept. It's one thing to hear it, but to see how he gracefully departed this world was one of the most amazing things that I think I've really ever seen. So thank you, Krishnan Prabhu, and thank you to his family for being so kind and letting me be among you. And thank you to all the devotees. Hare Krishna.
Krishna, as Gurudev mentioned, and you know, hearing all the Vaishnavas, Krishnanand Prabhu was very, very enthusiastic and always around to, you know, to work with devotees, to serve them, to take care of them. His, you know, do kirtans. It's like he would always be with us, you know, in prayers, and he's always here. He's always serving. So he's never, and he went, he chose his time. He chose the, you know, the very perfect day. So he's definitely, you know, always in his kirtans. So, and I really have prayers for the family for, you know, to always continue and, you know, never miss, always he's been around.
Hare Krishna. My condolences and my celebration as well, because Krishnanam really was the embodiment of openness and welcoming to everyone. And I first encountered him without knowing who he was in 2011 when I was just starting to chant Hare Krishna. And he was with Samadhi in Winston-Salem, and it was the first kirtan I ever attended. It was in a yoga studio, and his voice, it was like magnetic. You know, I had never heard a voice like that in person. And then with the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and all the other musicality, I had the firsthand experience of being captured by the seva of Samadhi and the service of the devotees who participate in that band. And from there, eventually I made my way in 2014 to New Goloka and met him. And I didn't know who he was. You know, I he was just this incredible personality, just really big and bold, you know, in the sense of his voice. And it was only over time, because he was so humble, that I started to discover all the seva that he does. And I was really inspired by that. And I'm grateful for the opportunity to see how it takes relationship and seva to really get to know the devotee. You can't judge the devotee just by what you see. And that's a great treasure, because that enhances the understanding of what it means to have loving association. And so I will always carry that with me, that's that sense of community is something that we each create. And Krishnanand Prabhu, he was the embodiment of that kind of seva to the devotees. And so I think I want to leave it there, but I just want to say he was super special and an inspiration, and always will be. Hare Krishna.
So the first thing that comes to mind is Gentle Giant. And you know, in the heart and in the words, everything, he was never made anybody feel uncomfortable. He always made you feel like he'd be there for you, and was, you know, eye to eye present with you, not just physically but empathically. And just a really caring person, and willing to, you know, do whatever needed to be done. I'm just, you know, grateful for his association. Somehow I get the sense that he's here. I don't really feel any separation. You know, always had a smile, always made you feel good about yourself. Just a really wonderful personality. Great seva. You know, nobody was a stranger to him. You know, so many things that I could share, but I guess that wouldn't be.
I think what I love most about Krishnanand Prabhu is that he always met you where you were at, and he reciprocated with you. I think that being with him was like what Krishna Priya said, like being with your father. Being with your friend, being with your mentor. I think that he offered his best self to everyone, and that he was very giving, and he didn't really make distinctions between, oh, these are my people and these are not my people, or things like that. Like, strangers would come up to him to thank him when we would sing together, and he would treat them the same way that he would treat anyone else who maybe he knew for years, or he just met on, you know, while singing. I think what was so surprising for me as I got to know him over the last 7 years was that we would be having what I thought was a very serious conversation, and then he would say something that would just throw me off. Because I'm a very serious person. And I would be like, oh God, what did he just say? And he would really know how to just throw me off balance like that, but in a really positive way, where I would just burst out laughing because I just couldn't help it. It was like, this is so amazing how you just slid that right in there. We would, as a band, we would be having conversations, very serious ones, about how would we like to do this? How do we want to arrange this? And we would we would be talking about our financial goals for when we made the first album and what we were doing. And then, you know, he would be listening very intently. And then something out of him would just come out and everybody would just turn. But I would always be laughing because I was like, oh man, this is why I love Krishnanand. Because he knew how to bring so much joy into any situation. It was like, it's like nothing could bring him down, and he would walk into the room and it was like a mountain coming into the room, you know, and like somebody very solid and strong and deeply caring. And I think the first time I met him, you know, was in samadhi. I was asked to step in, and I was asked by Rangadevi to play bass for a performance, and I had never practiced with them. I never met really the band fully. And, you know, I was very new at the bass as well. And I was suddenly asked to perform at this Unitarian church in front of all these people with like a 7-piece band. And Krishnanand was like, oh yeah, no problem, come over here. Let me show you. You're the bass player? All right. Like, come on. And we just sat together and had like a 15-minute power. Primo, you might remember this better than I do. When we just sat together and I just very intently was like, okay, C, okay, E, all right. He's like, you got it? And I'm like, I got this. I'll be fine. And, you know, for him, it was like, okay, I'm so glad you're here. I'm not worried. Why should you be worried? And he was always that kind of teacher. He would show up to whatever the situation was and offer something quite unique and amazing. So he always met the challenges that he faced, including at the end of his earthly existence. I feel when I visited him, I felt that he was meeting the challenges that he was facing in ways that I think many of us would hope to be able to do at the end of our life, since, you know, we will all come to that place. And I think I told him, I spoke to him multiple times about how I feel. And even though I, you know, I felt very sad, he was definitely stronger than I could imagine myself to be. So he will remain my inspiration. And I could talk all day about his voice, about that voice that could sing and that showed me something I didn't even know was possible, and what you can do with, if you offer exactly what you have. You didn't have to be something more. You could take whatever you had and offer it. And he offered a lot of guidance to me as I'm going through my own PhD process. And he's really has comforted me over the years. So I think I just want to tell you, Krishnanam Prabhu, that I honor you, I respect you, I care for you, and I love you.
Hare Krishna. All glories to His Grace Krishnanam Prabhu. Like, since I came to New Goloka Dham, I just feel so fortunate to have His association and particularly serving with Him in so many different ways. And the services that I really remember are the ones during Janmashtami, like from the starting when we used to have our meetings. He and Prema Mata used to be there always in time for the meeting, and we used to be running to get other people. And like just having Krishnam Prabhu there, it was just like so much assurance. You know, both Krishnam Prabhu and Prema Mata, they offered every Janmashtami again and again, and they offered so much seva, like, you know, taking care of the grounds. Like if Krishnam Prabhu, Dhir Krishnam Prabhu are there, it's like, oh, you know, like organizing such a big festival, like anxiety is like, okay, they both are there, they'll take care of it. It was just like so comforting to be in their association. And I do remember, like others have also mentioned this, that, you know, organizing such big festivals, and also like in, he used to help so much with the Rath Yatra, organizing big Rath Yatra festivals. And, you know, in organizing, like my mood, I used to always be in like anxiety, like, okay, like we have to get this done, and like, you know, the time is getting close. But I so much appreciate his mood, that even though, like, you know, there was so much to do and so much anxiety, but he was always in the jolly mood, and like he used to just like make a joke, and then like we used to just laugh in like, you know, moments which are like kind of, you know, oh, we need to get this done and it's getting close. And I appreciate his association so much, like always bringing in that mood of, you know, yes, Krishna is there, and just like, you know, having that deep faith. And and also his kirtans, I remember, like in all the Bhaktivish programs, he and Mataji are always there and lead such wonderful kirtans. And also every semester we have our programs at NC State University, like twice every semester he used to come and he used to do kirtans. And normally, like his kirtans for the whole semester, like students used to really love his kirtans, and that's like kind of a highlights for the whole semester. And And yeah, and so many wonderful memories with him. And I just feel so fortunate to, you know, have served with him and to know him, and just like so inspiring to just think about him. I remember like so many times, like there was so much to do, and he was like, you know, putting his heart completely, and I could see like even though, you know, body is getting tired and, you know, like his age and, you know, his knees, but still he used to just keep going on and on and on. And it was just like so inspiring to see him, like, you know, just put so much effort and energy to serve New Goloka Dham, Sri Sri Radha Golokananda. And yeah, and his mood of service, I think devotees have already mentioned that. I think many of us have like at least one furniture in a house which is like being fixed by Krishna Prabhu, because he was always there, and you know, like, oh yeah, I will fix that for you, and so helpful, and really just appreciate his association. Certainly we miss him. And one of our close highlights of the year was we all used to go to Wake Forest, the Mardi Gras festival, and we used to always come to Krishna Prabhu and Premavati's house after the Harinam, and it was just so nice being there, and we used to read Bhagavad Gita together, and it's just like so intimate association, and yeah, certainly miss his wonderful association. But really would like to thank him, and I just feel fortunate to know him. And also this last few months, you know, just seeing him like going through all the bodily changes, but at the same time his mood always being like so much faith and so positive, and you know, it's like so much to learn. And I just pray that, you know, during my last days I can actually be inspired by that mood and keep that mood of faith and faith in the holy name and faith in their lordships. And it's so amazing that Krishna actually, you know, chose to take him on the most auspicious day of Advaita Acharya. And that's like so fortunate to leave on that particular day. It is very, very a blessed day. So certainly Krishna Prabhu, like for all his services, his mood of like love for everyone, and he never criticized anyone, like, you know, that's like never ever say anything negative. I've never heard him say anything negative. Like such nice mood. And I'm sure like Krishna has like called him back to his abode, and you know, certainly, you know, in the spiritual world having wonderful, you know, association with their lordship. So one way I feel happy that, you know, his life is so successful, but certainly miss his association and feel fortunate to have his association. So thank you. His grace Krishna Nam Prabhu Ki Jai. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I don't know what to say, because Krishna Nam Prabhu used to come to our home for the programs, and I know now we're going to miss you, your kirtan, and your talking words. And I know we're going to miss you in your body, but you will be living here on this planet as your kirtan, your voice. And I want to, you know, when we want to visit you, I called and we asked, oh, what do you want us to bring, Prabhu? He said, you know what? That cranberry pickle. I was like, okay, Prabhu, we will do that. So first time I visited, we made cranberry pickle for you. And the weeks before, I mean, 3-4 weeks before, we could not do that. So we visited you and I told you, okay, Prabhuji, next time when I bring, definitely we'll bring the cranberry pickle for you. And I know it's not happened, but you know, because it's not that I want to say that Prabhuji like cranberry pickle, I don't know, but he just want to say that way, right? Because when I made a cranberry pickle, one of the home program, oh, I love that cranberry pickle. So that's the way he said that. So I'm just want to say, Prabhuji, I know we're really going to miss you, but you'll be living in through your kirtan and your voice. We always remember that. Hare Krishna, all glories to you, Prabhuji. All glories to you. Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna. All glories to Krishna Prabhu Ki Jai. Want to pay my condolences to you all. I got to know you just for a short period of time, and I just want to give my thanks. Your dad's awesome. You know, in the scriptures, it says somewhere about how at some point, you know, the sage can walk four steps with somebody, and they can know their heart. And I'm not a sage or anything, and I didn't walk four steps with your dad, but I could tell his heart, and it was gold. And I really, really appreciated being able to serve your father, and he was so nice to me, really, really nice to me. And when he gave me those boots, oh my God, I was just like, I'll never shut up about those boots. Because it feels just like, I can't believe it. I was like, damn, I got the same, 13? Really? Are you kidding me? Man. And then like, yeah, your dad is so nice to serve. And everyone keeps talking about his voice. And yeah, like, man, that guy, he's totally singing right now, I'm sure. And I want to share a few things. There was this Prema was there this one morning. Well, at least your father. I wasn't there when it happened, but he told your mom and I something that happened one morning. I think he may have mentioned it to you, but he sat up in bed and he was like, guys, I want to tell you something. Prema, Steven, I want to tell you something. I'm trying to remember exactly how I said it. I woke up this morning and I felt blessed. I felt like $1 million, like a king. And then your dad got kind of quiet, and I kind of saw his face. He got like, it looked like he got really humble and like really like his heart was feeling touched. And he's like, Krishna blessed me this morning. And he felt really just like, I was just like, you know, man, like, rock on. That's so awesome. And it was like, it was to see your father, the way he smiled, and just like the vibe that he gave off. I kind of read vibes in this. Yeah, your dad is just so cool, man. And like one night we just like watched like an action movie. It's like just hanging out with your dad was fun, you know. I wanted to call him dad a couple times, but I just, you know, but he was just like such a big heart, and like I got to just hang out with him for a short period of time, but like hearing everything that people saying about your dad, it's just like, man, it's just like, wow, I get to serve that guy. Like, wow, what an honor. And you know, there's people were talking about how your dad's very detached from, like, you know, this material world. He's a very advanced soul. And I could absolutely agree. I could confirm, you know, there was one morning I woke up and he was like sweating, and he seemed really like out of it. I was kind of worried and a little frantic. And your dad just called me over, and he's like, I think this is it. I think I'm going right now. And I was like, oh my God. So I like ran out and got like my deity of Lord Shrigadev and like Radhakun, and like sprinkled the water all over your dad. And like, I'm holding his hand, and I'm like, and as I'm looking at your dad's face, I'm like, one thing I noticed is like, he was so chill. He was kind of like, well, he was more disappointed than he, like, you know, he was wanted to like probably say goodbye to a few people, but he was like really like just like, well, and then I realized like, oh my God, your dad's diabetic. He's probably having an insulin reaction, not dying. Like, I should probably get him some sugar. And so I got him some sugar, and then like he came through, and like I was like, good God Almighty, man! Like, give me a heart attack here. But just the way he was just like so laid back about it, like just like, all right, you know, okay, like this is it, you know, no big deal. It was just like, really, I'll remember that. Like, you know, in some philosophies they say like everyone is your teacher, and like I'll tell you this, you know, the real lesson started for me like, you know, when your father left, like just the thinking about everything that is just his whole mood and just, you know, how we practice the same faith and the one thing that I remember from that event is your dad, when he finally came to, he's like, God, he's like, why am I soaking wet? Why am I so wet? I'm like cold. And I'm like, oh, I thought you were going. So I Radicooned you like crazy. And he's like, is there any chance next time? He's like, can you warm it up next time? So I was like, yeah, he's like so chill. And then I'll honor your pops when I wear his boots and I do service, because that's one of the reasons why he like gave it to me, the boots. And so I'll always remember him every time I lace up. And I remember your pops' favorite fruits. We couldn't get it because they weren't in season, but he really wanted some peach, apricot, and plum. So I'm going to try my best when that time comes. I'm going to get him some fruit and do that for him. But I'll just share that your dad is like really, really sweet guy. And I'm so happy that he had a lovely family with him and so many people in his life, like, because yeah, he's like really awesome. And I'll just leave with one last thing to say. I was you know, trying to, you know, keep your dad cheered up and everything, and like I told him, I was like, wow, you know, 20 something years is, you know, like a warden, you know, in the prison, and like you've got like a PhD in like criminal justice, man. And I was like, wow, that's really impressive. Like, you know, I in our philosophy, like at the time of death, they say if you hear the chains, the chains, it's like the Yamadutas. It's like the servants of the underworld are coming. It's like, whoops, you know, I want to be going up, not down, right? But then I told him, I said, you know, if you hear the chains, you know, they're probably bringing you to work as like Lord Yamaraj, because like you're qualified to be like, you know, the undertaker of the lower of the world, because you got that PhD in criminal justice. You know, you're a Hare Krishna. You know, you 20 years. You know, I mean, look at this. I mean, really gentle giant. You know, the boot. I mean, the guy who wears boots like that. I mean, he's qualified. So he got a good chuckle out of that, but yeah, I have certainty that your father is in a really, really, really awesome place right now. That's what I feel. So thank you very much for being here today and to honor your father, and I'm really glad that I got to serve him for the short period of time that I did, and it was very nice to meet both of you, and Hare Krishna. All glories to Krishna Mahaprabhu.
So I was trying to think about the first time that I met Krishna Mahaprabhu. I was living in the White House, and Mother Prema had broken had a surgery on her knee, I think, and she was recovering in Krishnapriya's apartment next door, so we were neighbors for a week while she recovered. And then Krishnamprabhu came to pick her up, and I was cooking for Gurudev, and so he helped me bring the prasadam down to Gurudev's house. And I thought, I don't know if he could take up Krishna consciousness. He just seemed like a big, kind of meat and potatoes kind of man, but he was very eager to serve always. And so I was just really amazed how far he came, and he really was always so, so eager to chant the holy names and to get others to chant. And he introduced me to one of his favorite words, ecumenical, which I guess meant a more like non-denominational, just spiritual things. And so he wrote so many English songs because he really wanted to reach out to people and get them to open up their heart to God in some way. So there's just so we spent a lot of time, a lot of time chanting together. I think it was 10 years. I think maybe 10 years that we chanted together. And often sometimes it would just be me and Krishnanam. We would go to events because everyone else was working or something. But we did all kinds of things. And it, you know, often wasn't very glamorous. But you really get to know somebody when you spend several days in a vehicle traveling around. You get to know them pretty well. But I think the favorite story, it was his favorite story, was, has anyone been to the temple in New Orleans? So it's an old style house that has very tall windows, like 6 feet tall windows. And we went and we sang at the Jazz Fest twice, but the second year there was some mix-up and the devotees hadn't gotten the permits for sound. So instead of having a stage, we had to sing on the balcony up by the temple. And we were trying to work out all the logistics, and all of the devotees there are largely Bengali with, you know, not always very fluent in English. But we were trying to work out the logistics with this one devotee, and he was very petite. And I was telling him something, and he just turned and he walked right out the window onto the balcony. But I was so surprised because I didn't realize the window was open, and he was so small that he walked out the window. And the Krishnanam, he laughed about that for years afterwards, just the look on my face, I guess, because I don't like to be walked away from when I'm talking to somebody, first of all. And he just thought that was really funny. He was a big man with a big truck and big hands and a big voice and a really big heart. And it was really fun. We did not always agree and we didn't always get along, but we were always family. I really always felt like he was family. And I was thinking about it in retrospect, and I felt bad that we didn't always get along, but I thought, but that's what makes you family, is that you don't have to pretend to be your nicest self. You just are who you are. I learned a lot, you know, by having to work through things. And you can't just pick up and leave when things don't go your way. You have to, like, because we were committed to this service of bringing the holy names to people, I had to get over myself and work through things. And I'm really grateful for that gift. And if anybody doesn't have a CD, I did bring some. So you're welcome to take a CD if you don't have one.
Wait a little while. Can I wait a little while?
Hare Krishna, Krishna Prabhu, please accept my humble obeisances. Krishna Nam Prabhu is a real Vaishnava, and as Maharaj said, he got all good qualities as a Vaishnava. He's very humble and very, very helpful. Our friendship begins before his initiation. 1 week before, when I finished my service here and come out, he said, "Can we talk?" I say, "Yeah, we can talk." And he said, "Prabhu, I'm taking initiation." I said, "Wow, it's great news." "And when is your initiation?" He said, "Next Sunday, Maharaj is giving me." I said, "Very good. Now you got 1 week. So come one day to my house. I explain how the process is going. And if you can, I have one dhoti for your size. And if you want to wear it, I'll teach you." He said, after 2 days, he came home. I explained how Maharaj called you, what to do. He will tell you everything. Then he will give you a name. And then he said, Do I have to pay obeisance to convert? I say, no. If you cannot do it, fine. Raj is very practical. He understands. He won't tell you. So he said, that's good. And then I teach him how to wear dhoti. And that's little bit help. 10 days ago, I called him and talked to him. And he was still appreciating that. I said, Prabhu, it's a small thing. You helped me in return so many times. So do not mention, you got it. You remember that we are brothers because we are Prabhupada's family. So just do it, whatever you can do for Krishna. And he say, I don't have much time. I say, well, I supposed to go first before you. He said, no, my time. I said, let's make deal. He said, if you go first, tell Krishna and save my seat with you. If I go first, I will save one seat for you too. So we were joking. He's a very good sense of humor. If any house program we get together, he say, after the, you know, kirtan and prasadana, I say, Krishna Ram Prabhu, that's our time, best time. After kirtan, let's go. And when I see so many sweet, I say, Krishna Ram Prabhu, this is type 2 items. He got type 2 diabetes. I say, it's type 2 items. You can take a little bit and taste everything. I can take all of them for you. We are joking. But his science is very, very good friend and very good Vaishnava. And I inspire by his service. So Krishna Nam Prabhu is a great devotee. So I again offer my humble obeisance. Hare Krishna, Krishna Nam Prabhu.
I didn't get to say this the first time when I spoke, but I just want to dearly thank everyone, excuse me, in the temple. My dad said on a regular basis that you all were his lifeline. I was there to see like all the food that you all would bring on a regular basis. And, you know, right towards the end, I just wanted to really assess if he like was going to leave out with like happiness in his life. And he said repeatedly that you all brought him so much happiness. And I know one word that he used for a fact was that you all were his lifeline. So I just want to personally thank you all for being that for my dad.
Trying to just say what I need to say, but it's really difficult because actually Krishnanam was like kind of like an older brother for me. He was just somehow we developed a relationship where he would be very kind and just listening and give me advice about different things and just always very sort of caring and just so sweet. He's just really a sweet man. He's just so open and sweet about everything and just so easy to talk to and laugh with. And we always had like a lot of fun when we talked to each other on the phone. And sometimes we'd talk for like an hour on the phone just about nothing in particular, but just laughing about different things and joking. I mean, just, you know, who can you do that with? There's really not that many people to have to do that with. So that's a real, for me, it's a it's a real loss because he was my friend and my brother. He was just so funny and fun. Just an amazing personality and everything through the eyes of Shastra. You know, everything through the eyes of... He had that blend of just so much practical knowledge, but then he would be able to channel it into service and thereby see everything in that viewpoint, which is actually quite rare. You know, he was actually really able to blend both worlds to come to the conclusions and the right conclusions. So I'm really going to miss... I'm really going to miss my friend. But I know he'll always be in my heart because for me, I mean, I love Kirtan. I loved his Kirtan, but also just his regular voice. I mean, just talking to him on a regular basis was just somehow so soothing and like satisfying. Just very stable and very sane personality. Just really, you know, just like real down to earth. And so I'll just miss hearing from him and hearing him laugh and seeing some of his some of his prasadam pastimes. Sometimes at the end I was joking, so what's your next last meal request, you know? And he'd tell me, and the last one was for Monday, and I was begging Domi to make dumplings with a sauce, and then she made dumplings, and it took her 4 hours, and then she delivered them to our house at like 10 o'clock at night, and then she got stuck in the mud, and my husband had to push her out, and then and then he only got one dumpling, and he was mad, and so anyway, the whole situation like was just funny, and it, you know, prasadam, like, distribution or prasadams like that, it's just, it's fun, you know, just, and I would think about with Krishnanam, you know, he just, he had so much fun with that, you know, just, all of the processes of devotional service, he made fun, you know, all the processes he made fun, whether it was remembering or chanting or, you know, the loving exchanges with the devotees, he just was really open to, you know, just all of those things all the time. And he wasn't worried either, even if it was, you know, I was, you know, a woman or whatever the designations, you know, the upadis are. It was just really down to earth and on the level and just heart to heart. Just heart to heart all the time with him. So I really appreciate those qualities and just all the ones that, you know, I'm not even talking about, because he was really a very exalted Vaishnava. Very evident, he was a very exalted Vaishnava. I mean, he was, on Monday when we saw him, he was, you know, he always knew things were, where things were going, but he was just so undisturbed. It was just amazing. Just amazing. And I really pray that I can grow up to be like him someday, because he's a wonderful, wonderful example. All glories to Krishna Nam Prabhu.
Hi, Krishna. When I spoke before, there was one thing that he told me the last time I talked to him right before he left, so I want to share it with all of you. He said to me, he said, I am so thankful. He said, my kids are really great. He said, my kids really came through for me, and they were so great, and I'm really proud of them. He said, I really love my kids, and he was just feeling so much gratitude. He said, I'm really fortunate, you know, I really am so thankful for my kids. And he kept telling me that. So I really wanted to share that with you. His gratitude, his love. And he said, yeah, Attila took such good care of me. And And my son was right there for me and the rest of the family, and everyone just got together. And he said he was just so grateful that he got to be home and that you were all supportive. And but even beyond taking care of him, the main thing he told me was that he didn't have to worry about you. He said, I don't have to worry about my kids because they're all really mature and stable and they're doing great. And I feel like I did what I needed to do for them. So he was very peaceful and had so much appreciation for all of you and really loved you all.
Tulsi, you can speak.
Oh, okay. Please, my guests and please. I know Krishna Nam and Maha Mantra are very close. And so Maha Mantra, I didn't see him on Zoom, so I thought I'd read the offering, a little thing he wrote on Facebook. He wrote, "Goodbye and hopefully see you soon, my dear brother and friend, Krishna Nam Prabhu. It is impossible to think about New Goloka without you being part of it. Your kind nature and great sense of humor are always with me when remembering your company. Thank you for your positive devotional attitude that rubbed into all who got to know you. I will be waiting for the day we meet again in Krishna's service, praying that Krishna will allow me that privilege. Hare Krishna, my God brother."
Jai.
And that was my. Yeah, he and my mantra are very, very close, like so many of us, because Krishna Nam has a heart of gold. He's so gentle and just so incredibly humble. Just always encouraging. And it's funny, he was actually a teacher at my junior high in Sun Valley, California. he lived right around the corner, or he worked right around the corner from me. And anyways, it was funny. We grew up in the same city. So we used to joke about that a lot. And as everyone knows, Krishna Nam loves talking and sharing. Anyway, so we talked one time, we were talking about, well, several times we did, about his, when he worked doing the prison scene. And he was telling me about some of the hairiest criminals. And then he realized that he didn't want to hear about what their crimes were, because it stopped him from seeing them as a person, as a soul. And this is before he came to Krishna consciousness, but he wanted to see them, bad things they did, it would interfere with that. And we can see, even as a devotee, he never fault-finded it. He just didn't like to go there. And anyways, like Krishna Priya said, when you'd see his truck outside, you'd always get happy, because you know he's there, he's doing service. And it was just because he was so humble. He just did anything. And that was really inspiring, how he was just so humble and didn't want to fault-find. he just didn't go there. He just kind of lift his eyes and look and laugh and change the subject. And his love for his Gurudev, Srila Gurudev, was just, I mean, when he would talk about Gurudev, he would just always get tears in his eyes. And I'm telling you, when I heard his son's voice when he spoke earlier, I thought, oh my God, it sounds just like Krishna Nam. We're going to have to kidnap his son and his family. They're going to have to come here. His son set himself up. He said, I want to continue the legacy. I want to, you know, fix everything and take care of everything. So I think we're going to have to kidnap him. He can come to the temple. He can come to the temple and help anytime. We can hear his dad's voice and see like how much his children have imbibed so much of his qualities and his mom's, you know, just like gentle and loving and kind and open hearted. And anyways, just we're gonna really miss him, but know that he's fully in Krishna's hands and God's hands, and wherever he is now, Krishna is put in there to help other souls, because that was his desire, to always help others. And he's given him a good new body to do that in. Anyways, thank you.
Arriba. Okay, now Gloganandha Priya. You can unmute yourself.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Bal.
Hare Krishna, Gurudev, accept my humble obeisances.
Hare Bal, we can hear you fine.
This hearing, how nice to see all the devotees. How they're glorifying Krishna Nam Prabhu. After I read the Facebook message, my heart was really broken, and I was remembering all the good time I had with Krishna Nam and Prema. Krishna Nam and Prema, we went to several programs, house program. He always told me, whenever you have house program, don't forget to include me, because he loved to come and do kirtan and love prasadam. So we went to so many. I used to go to with me, Rangadevi, Mahamantra. We'll go and meet Prema and Krishna Nam in Raleigh. We go to yoga center. We have kirtan. And he was so kind, gentle, and is always so supportive. When we used to manage the temple, he was like a right-hand couple, Prema and Krishna Nam. I can depend on him with so many maintenance about the lawn, about the lawn, about in about during festival, and whenever I have a kirtan program I arrange, he's always there. He will bring about sound system. He will take so much trouble and carry so the big boxes of a sound system and bring to people when we used to have like 6 hours kirtan or 12 hours kirtan. He will be sitting there and playing guitar and sit down and play guitar and chant throughout the 6 hours without moving, except for prasadam time. You can see how much taste he has for the holy name. Like everybody was telling, you know, like, he was so down to earth, and he was so kind and gentle. One of the personal things that I remember is that he was always there to help me. I remember my daughter had to have arangetram in dance graduation. We didn't have a stage. So he helped me right from the very beginning. He researched online and told me about different prices, about different options, what kind of stage we can build. And he also contributed and gave me a donation. Both Prema and him really helped me throughout the whole graduation preparation, and he helped me build the stage that you still have in your Goloka. And also, one time, there was a session, like a Sanskrit seminar going. Some of the congregation members want to have some Sanskrit seminar at our temple. Then we all took part. Then he learned some, then they taught us, you know, like few Sanskrit words, how to speak Sanskrit. One of the words he said, what's your name? And you have answer, Krishna Dansi, Mama Nama. Krishna Nam. He remembers that. And whenever he would see me after the session, he'd say, Mama Nama Hari Nam. And he would just laugh. And Krishna Nam Prabhu, he will be remembered like by all the devotees because of his kindness, gentleness. And the person, he was like a big brother also to me. I remember I used to live in my house. I needed a lawnmower and came to fix it, but he couldn't fix it. He took it home, but he gave me one lawnmower. I still had the lawnmower that he gave me. He transported it all the way to Raleigh in his big truck and brought it to my house there. And he helped me in so many ways. He helped me in my mantra. During festival, we can all depend on him about taking care of the yard, of the sound system, of Kirtan, for all the festivals that we had in Yugoloka. So I would just like to pray for the devoted soul of Krishna Nam, I'm sure, because he got so much love from all the devotees, and Krishna will hear all the devotees, and Krishna has a better place for him. Whenever Krishna has taken him, you know, he will always be serving Krishna by his kirtan, by his humble nature, by his loving nature, by his kindness. So I have so many other things to say, but I'll get other devotees opportunity to say something about Krishna Nam. All glories to Krishna Nam Prabhu.
Okay. Next is David Sotar, you can unmute yourself.
Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. First of all, it's so beautiful to just savor all the gifts that he brought to the table. And I don't have to say too much after all this beautiful sharing. But I just want to share a story from a different slant. Cause I also played music with him in a non-kirtan sense. And sometimes he and our good friend Yuri would come over and we'd just do improvisational music. And then occasionally we'd go out, the trio of us. And like one of the times we were at in Raleigh for the AIDS support group. and certainly we knew that a lot of those people had quite the journey. And, you know, they were really struggling. And so we did our collection of, when someone mentioned about how, you know, Keith liked to connect with people, and having English songs was one way to connect. And, so we did this diversity of songs, and then the host said, well, the people here want to know a little bit about each of you. And, you know, of course, no one could at that point, you know, just deny the beautiful presence that he brought to our group and our sharing. And it was, you know, he, and then it, when it came to him, he in his big dip, deep voice and very calm, he said, well, I worked in service. You know, I've always tried to be of service to people. And I was a prison warden. And I just thought, what a stark contrast. Here they, I certainly imagine that some of these people have spent time behind bars, and maybe they're expensive, they really didn't savor. And here comes this gentle presence that they've just got done singing and laughing with. And, you know, how it was such a powerful message on how we might stereotype people. And so it was just a beautiful reminder and a beautiful presence. And so I won't go on. I just have many, many touching memories from a lot of different circles. And then sometimes we do improv. I used to play hammer dulcimer, and Keith would say, well, aren't you going to get the dulcimer out? And that's this instrument with 58 strings, and you play with little wooden hammers. He says, you know, I just love that exotic sound, you know, and just the way, you know, and he'd be on his bass, and, you know, I'd be on my hammer dulcimer, and Yuri'd be, you know, on the piano or whatever. And, you know, again, it was just like everyone else. He touched people in so many ways. And I just feel very blessed. And I really, when I got the news, and I didn't know until last night, you know, I almost instantly focused on the blessing that he was instead of, I didn't think about loss, because I thought he has given so much, and that I just want to celebrate what he gave. And so that's enough for me. Thank you.
Okay, Steve now.
Hi, I'm Steve. I played with Krishnanama in Samadhi Band with so many of the people there. And I saw Krishnanama about a month ago, and I visited him in his home, and he was laying in bed and quite diminished from the last time I had seen him because of COVID. We hadn't seen each other in a long time. He'd lost a lot of weight and he was quite weak. And I said, Krishnanama, how can I help you? How can I serve you? And he stopped and he said, how can I serve you? He did, just by being him. When I first started chanting with Samadhi, I was kind of not real seasoned at it, and we played in this, at Rangadevi Mansion, we played in some not so exotic places, and we played in the basement of this yoga studio, and probably five people came, but he sounded so beautiful. And at the end of it, I patted him on the back. I said, great job tonight. You really sounded great. And he turned to me, he said, Steve, he said, we're praying. You don't high five after a hymn, you know? He said, we're praying here. And that really hit me. It's like, you know, we're not performing music here. We're praying and sharing that gift with everyone who's chanting with us. And it forever marked me how I perceived chanting from then on and that moment. And I think, you know, everyone has, what impresses me is everyone's had the same impression of him. He was who he was with everybody. Big guy, loved to eat, loved to laugh, loved to serve, loved to hug, loved to be there for people. And every single person has the same impression of him. And I think that's impressive. He never changed who he was to be somebody else. You know, he was always purely himself, and his service is what kind of is the legacy he leaves, and it's inspiring. So it was a blessing to play with him, and I will miss him dearly. And it's so nice to see so many familiar faces, and it's a tribute to him that so many have come out to bless him today. So thank you.
Okay. I think it's Kalyan or Govinda Lilamrita, one of the two. You can unmute yourself.
Okay. Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and all glories to His Grace, Krishna Nam Prabhu. His goodness of the heart was legendary, and everybody knows that He was always there for everybody. He was always there to help if needed, to pick up the Christmas bags with the gifts, or to make you a place to sit next to Him on the prasadam table, or to move some boga in the kitchen. He was always there to help. And we've been really fortunate. I mean, first of all, we've been shocked with my husband when we heard how serious his health actually deteriorated, but we could not believe. But we've been happy, and we started to visit him and to prepare the prasadam that he loved to take. Like, my husband will make a sweet rice, I will make cakes that he really liked. And, you know, we spoke here that he was never in denial, but with his serene attitude, with his positivity, with his love, he actually put us in denial. And when we were visiting him, we had so much good time because we used to laugh and joke and talk Krishna Katha, and always spoke about Maharaj. And, you know, he actually put us in denial. And I told him one time, Prabhuji, enough relaxation. Get better and we miss you in the temple. Come on, we miss you in the temple. This is only a bumper on the road. You are going to get well. You are going to improve. You are going to come back. And we said, please promise us. And he said, okay, I'll do my best not to disappoint you. And just the other day, when we hear that he left the planet, we've been just heartbroken. Come on, we thought. But he promised us that he's not going to disappoint us, that he's going to like be there for us, and he's going to improve, and he's going to come back. And no matter how heartbreaking it is that he is like not anymore on the planet, but it has been a blessing. It has been an honor to know him. And we are just so fortunate that we could at least a little bit serve such a great soul, such a wonderful, pure devotee. And we just love him. And we know that we've been also loved by him.
That's my husband.
Krishna Nam Prabhu, I was just meditating what I can say about such a glorious devotee of the Lord. But I just wanted to give a couple of examples. I know His Holiness Bir Krishna Maharaj, whenever he comes here, to give us his association, many times he emphasizes the importance of, you know, well, I'll just quote him, what you hear, what you eat, and who you associate with is very important to make advancement in your spiritual life. So if we just consider those three aspects and Krishnanam Prabhu's life, so he has shown us by example, you know, his attachment to the holy name, his attachment to the association of devotees, his attachment to not only honor prasad but also to distribute prasad, his attachment to the hearing of the holy name and to kirtan and spreading Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement among this different towns and villages, as so many devotees have. So he has exemplified his life based on just those three aspects that Sri Krishna Maharaj always emphasizes. And you know, during his last days, we were fortunate enough to associate with him, get his association, and I could very clearly see, very, very, very clearly, that he's completely oblivious of his surroundings, you know, his material surroundings is completely transcendental. And he is just fixed on the lotus feet of his Guru Maharaj and the lotus feet of Krishna. Nothing would just bother him at all. You know, so many devotees have mentioned his smile, his laughter is contagious, and I could see that even in the very last days when we would visit him, get his association, and I could see how he would, you know, how he would honor the prasadam and really have appreciation for all the devotees that were able to, you know, bring something to him in the form of prasadam. And he would just, I could see he would like slowly, you know, his meditative mood in honoring the prasadam, you know, very, very, you know, he will honor very slowly, you know, take his time, you know, to relish the prasadam. I'm also, one of the things I've learned over the years from his life, his association with us over the years, is his simplicity, the way, you know, he lived his life in a very, very simple way, which is one of the great qualities of a Vaishnava also. You know, he exemplified that. And the other thing I would like to say is that some of you may remember that Guru Maharaj gave this seminar in New Goloka about the art of dying and the way to immortality. So in that respect, I can see that how Prabhuji, you know, in his last days, you know, he was preparing. Guru Maharaj said that, you know, this, we have to prepare ourselves, we, you know, for this last moment when we have to leave our bodies. That is our final examination. You know, how we leave our body and how we transcend to, you know, in our Krishna consciousness, you know, to leave this body. And and so I can see that Krishna Nam Prabhu, you know, very gloriously exemplified, you know, and taught us how one should leave his body by having complete faith in Guru and in complete faith in Krishna. I could see that. That's my personal realization in my, you know, in his association in the last days. And, you know, we can see how we can, and we can see that no matter, you know, we do our service, we serve the devotees, we serve Krishna, we serve his temple. There's so many things Krishna Nam Prabhu has done. But at the very last moment, even if we forget what we have done for Krishna, Krishna will never, never, never forget. Krishna always comes through for his devotees. And I've seen that in many, many examples in many temples that I've had the association of serving. There are many examples, and Krishna Nam Prabhu's case also, we can see Krishna has come personally and taken him on this very auspicious day of the appearance of Sri Advaita Acharya. So all glories to His Grace Krishna Nam Prabhu, to his service, to this temple, to the devotees, to his Guru Maharaj. And, you know, we just aspire, you know, one day that we will again be able to associate with him. And I just humbly pray that, you know, he has, for all, you know, for Krishna to accept all his service and engage him eternally at his lotus feet in the spiritual world. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Baba.
So next is Ujjala Rasadya. You can unmute yourself now.
Pranam Sri Guru Tripa. I'm actually standing outside the temple. I'm going to come in, but to save time, I'll start speaking. Krishna Nam Prabhu, dear Krishna Prabhu. Yes, your voice, your presence itself brought so much comfort and assurance to all of us.
If you're going to be on the phone, it's better to be outside because you're going to get feedback.
I left that.
No, stay on the phone because actually you're going to have to switch systems. It makes it very difficult. If you can speak outside. Speak out. Say that. Technically, it's
still here. So, yes, sorry.
Right. No, now we can't hear you.
You allowed us to do.
Okay.
And, yes, Maharaj, is that okay? No?
Yeah. If you can stay out of range of the speaker here.
Okay. Yeah. Is that okay, Maharaj?
Yeah, it's okay now.
Okay, fine. Yeah. So, yeah, all the devotees, as I beautifully said, Krishna Prabhu, he's always been uplifting and supportive to everyone around, whoever he came in contact with. And yes, he also, I remember saying how he loved his family too. And his attachment, I mean, externally, yes, we see how wonderful, fragrant all his qualities are. But internally also, as devotees are mentioning, his Guru Nishtha and the attachment for the holy name, attachment and appreciation for the holy name he's just probably very fortunate to have that. And also, what was striking to me in his departure, I mean, knowing him, such a wonderful life he led in devotional service. But during this challenging times also, he was just continued to be graceful, undisturbed, gentle. That was really, I would say, the Shastra speaking to a person. That's what Krishna Prabhu was. And the last thing I wanted to mention is, we always hope that the devotees are around and we hear the holy name when we leave this body. But we don't know how our departure is going to be. In case of Krishna Prabhu, what reminds me was, you know, Mahatmanastu Mam Partha, Daivim Prakriti Mashritaha, Bhajanti Ananya Manasu, Jnatva Bhutadim Avyayam. Krishna Prabhu was that Mahatma. And he has that, you know, Bhajanti Ananya Manasu, so determined and focused and undisturbed meditation on Guru and Krishna. So that's the Mahatma that we are talking about. Pranams to you, Krishna Prabhu, such a wonderful example showing how to live in devotional service and then how to leave the body with the Bhajanti Ananya Manaso. Krishna Prabhu, so good to know you. Such a pleasure to know you. You'll continue to be with us. Hare Krishna.
Jai, Hari Ram. Okay, Kishwan, you can actually speak now. Unmute.
Hey Krishna, I hope I'm audible.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hare Krishna, Dhanva Pranam Gurudev. We had a very, I would say the first relationship that we had when we came to North Carolina was with Krishnanam Prabhu. So we did more of through Kirtan, where there was supposed to be Sankirtan and they wanted me to play drums. And then later on, I had to leave for PG to get my daughter. And in the midst, I watched and Krishna Prabhu and Prem Mataji, they became close. And to the extent where like we were treating them like our parents, and they treated us like our dad. Very close. Anytime we needed any help, we just make call, and they are always there. Prabhu, you know, if he had some need, like if he had a commitment a few times where he had to set up music system and he was busy or he was not feeling well, he just had the confidence that, if he told me, then I would be able to do it. And I felt actually very happy, whenever he gave me instances like those, he believed in me, he trusted that I would be able to do it. That's why he did that. And we became closer in terms of doing Kirtan, Mason Kirtan, and I loved his synchrony melody. And to always say, Prabhuji, I love it when you pray. Sometimes he'll just sing it just because I love it. And I'll try to actually sing a few lines just to, pay tribute to the relationship I had with Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Stop that here, because I can't do it as good as Prabhuji does it, and he does it in the best way that I like it. And I'm sure Krishna always loves it when Krishna Prabhuji sings, and his guitar in his arms. I also like to mention that in this last few months we had tried to do as much seva to Prabhu as we could, because I felt that by doing service to him, I'm actually doing service to Krishna. And we tried to make different dishes for him, and went to the hospital, also brought it to his house, and he loved the ice drink, and he'd say, Prabhuji, I want this flavor of the ice cream, and I want to eat this. And it feels really shared that, you know, the last time I visit, and he said, I want the mindfulness in Srinivas Prabhu and Aruna Mataji made, you know, and he said, I want the Kerala Sabji. Those two I was not able to deliver because by then it was too late. I'd just like to thank Krishnanam Prabhu and A for giving us the opportunity to serve them. And we'll continue to serve Prema Mataji, and Krishnanam Prabhu will always remain in our hearts. And I'll always, he actually, I could mention that the one of the last Father's Days that I remember is when I went to him, because I said we treat them as our parents. So on Father's Day, I went to meet him. And he decided he's going to gift me an Indian drum, the dholak. You know, he said, I think the best person who can service this instrument is you. And he said, why don't you take this? And it's a Father's Day gift from my side to you. And I really cherish the drum. And I play every Friday, I play the drum. And I try to render service to Lord Krishna. You know, and whenever I do it, I feel like, you know, Krishnanam Prabhu is there with me doing it. And this was always going to be the same way. Whenever I play the drum, whenever I sing synchrony, if I try to, you know, even be close to how Krishnanam Prabhu did it, it's going to be feeling like, you know, he's sitting right next to me, guiding me. This one of those set videos that he used to send me, and you know, this is how you play this drum, you know, these are the, how the beats go. And like others said, you know, he was always there to serve, you know, in one way or the other. He would instruct, and he would instruct in such a way that you don't even feel like you are being told something or you're being taught something. You know, he's going to be very smiley, and he's going to nod his head this way, that way, sway nicely, and you know, tell you that this is how it's done. And I also actually miss the discussions he used to have, long discussions with Amreshni. They used to sit together, talk about politics, talk about football. The two topics that I have no clue about, you know, I would not understand much about it, but I would just sit and smile and do it because they would exchange this news about things. And Prabhu used to love talking to Amreshni as well. So Amreshni is too actually saddened, and he said, I just cannot, you know, put myself to sing anything at all. So I'm just going to, you know, include my parents as well. Oh, one more thing that he made a promise. My parents got stuck in Fiji, and then my dad, whenever we used to visit him, we used to call and, you know, get them to talk. And he promised my dad that I'm going to meet you when you come back. And I was not sure how this is ever going to happen, given his situation, given his health. But it was Krishna's mercy that my parents came back, and just a few days before his, 2 days before his demise, my parents were there. They met him. We sang kirtan together. And I felt like, wow, he just, you know, had a wish, and Krishna thought that, you know, let me get these two devotees together, you know, because my father always treated him like brother, and he did the same. And they did together, they did each other, and they, you know, fulfilled the promise that they made to each other. And I felt this is, again, Krishna's mercy that he has on his devotees, you know, because however, if we make promises, there's no chance we know that, you know, it's going to be delivered or we can make it. But somehow Krishna takes care of his devotees. So I'd like to thank the family for giving us the opportunity, the children of Anand Prabhu, who allowed us to, you know, go serve him in the last few days. I just want to pray to Lord Krishna. Not that I love Krishna Nams Prabhu's earthly association any less, but I love his journey back to Godhead more. And I just pray that, you know, he makes it, reaches safely back to Krishna. Thank you.
Haribol. So we have a few more people. I have asked everybody to keep it to 5 minutes now because it's getting later. So next is whoever Sri iPhone is. I have no idea, but they can speak now.
Yes. Hare Krishna Prabhu. Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. Who is it?
Do I know?
Oh, Srinivas. Oh.
Though I know I am ineligible and most fallen to praise him, I want to just purify myself by glorifying the pure devotee, Krishnanam Prabhu. He is the most loving and caring devotee, so down to earth I have ever met. he started, I had started an association with him for the last almost 7 years when he first visited my home. His melodious enlivening kirtanis are heart-touching and awakened by my Krishna consciousness so much. I was surprised to hear his guitar kirtans. I was really, amazed how much he is deeply involved in, playing guitar is different, but playing guitar with the devotion and completely involved in that, you can feel his kirtans afterwards. Even if you hear his kirtans afterwards, you can still envision him in front of you. His voice is so crystal. His smile is so beautiful. Makes everyone enlightened. And I met Krishna Prabhu at UNC hospital too. One day I took the prasadam to him. And at that time I know he is having a heart problem. So I took all the prasadam except his favorite dessert, mango ice cream. He kept all the food aside and he asked me, "Where is my mango ice cream?" And in my heart, I could not able to say anything to him. I don't know. I cannot say that you cannot eat. And somehow I told Prabhu I was busy, so I could not able to make it. But again, just a couple of days back, when I met Krishnanam Prabhu at his home, when I first went near to him, first thing he asked me is, "Where is the ice cream?" Then it really made me so bad. Then and Aruna was working with the nurse. Then we found out he has not getting his glucose meter tested properly. Because of that, this is second time he asked me. So immediately from the home, I tried to contact the pharmacy stores where I can get the glucose meter, which does not hurt him, so that I can get it and test it. Then I can give him the mango ice cream. In fact, I got all the ingredients also at home. And one day I was able to prepare. Then in my back of my mind, I feel like I'm going to spoil his health. So I stopped it also. And again, when he met at home, when he asked, I called a couple of pharmacy stores. They said they need a prescription. Then I requested the nurse also to get the prescription and the rest I will take care of it. She did all that. And she also went through the process how to install that instrument so that he can start using that. Then we can provide. But meanwhile, on the auspicious day, he decided to leave this. And unfortunately, I could not get a chance to serve him. I know Krishnanam Prabhu is still here on this planet for the next couple of days as per Garuda Purana. So I really sincerely request, Krishnanam Prabhu, to forgive me for not able to fulfill your dream. And I'm very fortunate to know you, to have your association. And unfortunately, I could not able to fulfill your last wish. His devotion, his inspiration, dedication, it's not only inspired me, many of our friends who come at our kirtans and our Bhakti Vrikshas, he's so amazing. He's really touched everyone. And I'm very fortunate to have his association. Thank you, Maharaj.
Arriba. Okay. All right, now is Courtney Long. You can unmute yourself now.
I have learned in my life that music is a passport that enables one to travel across the cultural boundaries that are erected to highlight the differences between people. Yet once you have traveled across these boundaries, you realize that there is more in common than in opposition with one another. Krishnanam was an ambassador, and I was fortunate to travel with him on a splendid musical journey. It was a great honor to accompany him musically and to share with him and many the music we played. Krishnanam was wonderfully talented in music, yet the music he played was always buoyed by the spirit of his giant heart. I will always remember playing kirtan with him, and his music will always be with me. Hari Bol.
Jai. Hari Bol. Thank you very much. Next, we have Maha Mantra from Fiji. So, Maha Mantra, you can unmute yourself now.
Hare Krishna, Shri Rudra, please accept my witnesses. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you fine.
My business is to Krishnanam Prabhu's family, all the devotees in Igoloka, and all the devotees in Sumloka. It's really heartwarming to remember Krishnanam. Like many devotees have mentioned, you know, all his wonderful qualities. I'll just share a few pastimes real quick that remind me of those. We did get to play a lot kirtan with Krishnanam. But probably most of our time was spent on the grounds in Igoloka. And his sense of humor was something that amazed me all the time. One time... we were working in the back toward that, there used to be a stage in the back in the grounds. I guess it's still there. And he started joking, and we couldn't stop laughing for about 15, 20 minutes. I was literally rolling on that stage. I was laughing so much, my muscles in the face, the stomach were hurting, I can barely breathe. So, and he would always be, you know, doing all the services he wanted to do at the temple. He would probably buy much more equipment that he would need for his house. And he will always come with new equipment. And he was always willing to help in anything. One time we were in the back area where we used to do the trash and the recycling. And... this reminds me of how, you know, he never actually criticized anybody, not even devotees, but just regular people. It was a day or two after one of these shootings happened. By police officers. And I asked him what he thought about it, because he never actually gave his opinion just like that and criticized anybody. So I asked him if he actually ever had any experiences. So he shared one with me. And when he was sharing that experience, he didn't criticize the police officers that actually abused their power against him or government or, you know, what people usually do. He was just... very concerned about the situation and hoping that it will improve. And another time, we were doing, we always had a schedule. When he came, many times we have a schedule to do different services. So we had a few things to do. And a devotee asked us to do something, some other service we were not scheduled to do. And the devotee said, it'll only take you 5 to 10 minutes. So we went to do it. And after a couple hours, like Krishna mentioned, you know, he used to deliver lines and kind of like surprise you in the least expected moment. So he sort of was like looking at me and going around, and he said, good thing that only took us 5 to 10 minutes, and he would. So a few weeks ago, when we spoke the last time, we were on the video conference, and he was sort of like partially lying down. So he said, let me get situated in a better position. It's only gonna take me 5 to 10 minutes, and he was just laughing. I was remembering, you know, this. Everybody has said that. You know, it's such a wonderful sense of humor and the kindness that he had. It's very difficult to imagine, you know, not having his association, but hopefully Krishna allowed us the opportunity again. Thank you very much.
And Ajay Govinda? You can unmute yourself now.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances at the dust of the lotus feet. My obeisances to Poseidon Deity Shri Radha Golokanand and to all the Vaishnavas here. My condolences to the family, because they were most closely associated with Prabhuji, and they would be bearing a big loss. Although they are spiritually very stable, that Prabhuji is in shelter of Shri Radha Golokanand. So my prayers for the family. I want to share very beautiful qualities which most of the devotees have already shared about Prabhuji, but just wanted to add that a couple of years ago when I came to North Carolina for the first time, I was in the shelter of Madhava Prabhu. We organized a program at our home, and we invited the congregation, and that time we happened to meet first time Krishnanam Prabhu and Mataji. And Prabhuji did a very nice kirtan in his, you know, deep voice and with his guitar. My son was playing mridanga. And he reflected so much love and care to us, although we did not deserve. But he gave a lot of respect to our family, which we were very surprised to see. And soon after, he invited us to, you know, through Drishta Prabhu, to the Samadhi program, where I was first time getting an exposure to a program which was totally different from a typical ISKCON program, where, you know, just the kirtan is just with the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, mridangas and the kartals and harmoniums. And I was able to see that how Prabhuji was preaching the message of Krishna consciousness to various different kind of devotees in their own way. As he said, preaching is not just repeating the mantras and the message, but it should be delivered in a way so that it is understood to the audience. If it is not understood to the audience, that's not preaching. It's not complete. And he, you know, totally exemplified how he could reach all in his capacity to deliver the message of Krishna in, you know, whatever possible ways it could be delivered, be it music, be it kirtan, or, you know, be it any other program. Krishnanam Prabhu was always, you know, present in all the programs, and I never saw him coming in the program after the program had started. He would be coming before the start of the program, and he would stay for the entire program, and, you know, would leave after the program was over. He devoted full time, you know, to the program and contributed to the best possible way he could do with his kirtan and other things. I have seen him, you know, working in the yard, in the garden, in the festivals, in the New Goloka programs, arranging for the sound system, bringing his truck with all the kind of tools and do any kind of thing. One time I was there and trying to set up my camera for the Janmashtami program, and Prabhuji was there, and I asked him, Prabhu, I'm looking for a tool. And he said, wait, you know, I have a tool in my toolbox. He immediately left the work he was doing and went to the van, and he looked at the tool and gave it to me to cut the wires, which he said that I have it. He said that I barely use, but some time ago I bought it. So he was always ready to help to the devotees for the higher cause, which is the service to Shri Radha and Kola. which is the message of the entire Srimad Bhagavatam, that if you are not having the love for the deity, then if you're not serving Krishna, then your Krishna consciousness is not complete. But if you do that, no matter whether you go through with the Shastras or not, the message is clearly understood if one is you know, following the services, lovingly services to the deities, which Krishnanam Prabhu exemplified. And, you know, he has been in our contact and he has always given us so much love and respect to our family. On all occasions, you know, he very much relished the kartal and kirtan and madanga play for my son, and he would invite him to accompany him on his kirtans. So my dunvards to him and to his family, he will be very, very lovingly missed. And we seek that, you know, not because we are capable, but if we desire that, you know, Prabhuji would like to meet us, probably on that behalf I can go and serve along with him, you know, in Golok Vrindavan. So my prayers that Prabhuji would miss me there to call me, because on my own capacity, I'm not eligible to go there, but with his blessings and blessings of other Vaishnava, I could have a chance. So my done works to him, and my prayers to Radha Golokananda, that wherever Prabhuji is, he's in his service, and, you know, the family is able to come out of this time. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So now Hrishikesh.
Hare Krishna Gurudev, please accept my wishes. Krishna Prabhupada. All glories to Krishna Nam. I just want to say something to glorify Krishna Prabhu for my own purification. I had a couple of times a wonderful association with him, and I went and visited him many times. One of these days, you know, we were just chatting about Vrindavan, because I had taken the Vrindavan kit to him, and I was just telling him, Prabhu, did you go to Vrindavan? And he says, no, but, you know, I'm going to go. I said, how? He says, you know, after my Gurudev is going to take me, my ashes, to Vrindavan. And then we started laughing. So he's very jovial. I really missed his hug. You know, I always say, Prabhu, your hug is very healthy. Can I hug you? And he always allowed me to hug him. He had a big heart, always very humble, very loving. And always give opportunity to others also, you know, in his service. So all good to such a wonderful Vaishnava. All good to Krishna and Prabhu. Thank you so much, Gurudev.
Jai, Hari Bol. Okay, so that's the last one online. And so is anyone else here? Yeah. Let me get the mic. We've got to switch systems now. Let me put myself on mute.
Krishna, dear Krishna Nam Prabhu, I've grown up in this community and I can't remember coming here and not having your presence ever since, like, a small girl, 4 or 5. I've seen you every time at temple, and I've been playing guitar, and you were so enthusiastic to help me and teach me chords, and I remember you gave me the picks that I still use today, and so when I play guitar, I'll think of you. Those picks are all over the house. And your sense of humor, Krishna Prabhu, was like something else. I remember you were telling my mom about a medical procedure you had to undergo, and it wasn't really good news, but I was like further away, so I heard you say that you were getting a new house, and so from far away I screamed congratulations, and my mom looked at me and she's like, you know what he said, right? And then she told me that he didn't have good news, and you just laughed it off completely. I was so embarrassed, but you completely laughed it off. And your sense of humor is just always like that. And I remember going to your house and visiting you and, like, seeing the philosophy lived out like that at a very, like, at my age is so powerful, because, like, that's what I'm working towards. That's what I'm doing right now. And that's what my life, that's the success means of life. And so seeing it right before me and knowing that that's the standard I have to achieve, like, we all have to go at one point, but the way you went, like, that's how I want to go too. So So please bless me, Krishnanand Prabhu. Thank you so much for your association. Thank you so much for being an inspiration. And we'll miss your association a lot, but I'm happy you're back where you're supposed to be. Hari Bol.
So I'm at, you can turn this thing, you know, the other thing off. The hand microphone. Yes, that's all right, okay. As long as the hand one's off. So I'm overawed hearing about the glories of Krishnanand Prabhu, and I'm just lamenting I didn't have more time to associate with him. I mean, it's just like, wow. Just how we touch so many people's hearts, was so attached to Krishna, how got so many people to chant the holy names and transform so many people's lives. Wow. All I can say is wow. So anyway, thank you all. Thank you, family, especially for being there for him, and all the devotees for being there for him. And we're going to have a feast in his honor right now in the hall. And any way that I can be of service to the family or any of you, please let me know. You know, hopefully I could one day be one-tenth as good a devotee as Krishnanand is. You know, just like, wow. You know, I know my life is successful having a student like Krishnanand. So he said, he's a person who will take... Like, he's a person who will take his guru back to God. So... Okay, thank you very much. All glories to his divine grace to the Prabhupada. Krishna Nam Ki Jai. Krishna Nam Ki Jai. Thank you all for joining us online here. Okay, we're going to leave right now. And you can turn.